Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
Once again, the political polls were way off. The presidential race was supposed to be a Joe Biden landslide. Democrats were supposed to win the U.S. Senate and to pick up several seats in Congress. As it is, Republicans picked up 6 seats in Congress and they held the U.S. Senate. So how long will we continue to listen to the polls? The problem with polling is that it's no longer a representative sample of the people who actually vote. Since most people have caller ID on their smartphones, they don't pick up calls that they don't recognize. And those that might take the call usually don't want to spend 10 to 15 minutes answering a litany of questions. The polls are missing busy people who aren't responding at all. And until they find a way to become more accurate, the polls just don't seem to be worth listening to anymore.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.